beyond the headlines to the deeper issues. 96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM Channel 141. This is the Insight Segment, where your questions and comments matter. At 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810.
Welcome back to The Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Summer hair? Don't care. Well, maybe you should if your expensive hairstyles don't last for more than a day because of the heat and humidity. Well, what can you do about that? Is perfect summer hair a pipe dream? Well, joining me to talk about that are Tania Porter. She's a hairstylist, colorist, and beauty educator. Also, Lynn Wooden, hairstylist with Bill Lawrence Hair Salon here in D.C. Lines are open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Give us a call. How often do you have an opportunity to talk to hair experts for free? Because, you know, those consultations, sometimes they charge you for those. And, ooh, boy. So call in if you have a question about summer hair care, heat, humidity, or just hair care in general, styles, the whole nine. Again, 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Certainly you can tweet us using the hashtag WHURFM. Tania, Lynn, how you doing?
Great.
Good. You look good.
Thank you very much.
You should see the summer hair that's in studio. I got short hair, don't care. I got a Wakanda Forever outfit hair right here going on. I mean, these ladies are looking really, really sharp. So I guess they're worth what you pay them. So with that said, I'll start with Lynn. What are the biggest problems for summer hairstyles?
I would say the biggest problem with summer hairstyles are frizz. Most women frizz, as well as men with long hair. Their hair gets frizzy, and they're worried so much about the hairstyle that they create in the morning. They're worried if it's going to last throughout the day, if it's going to rain, if the humidity will creep in and, you know, make the hair kind of change its style. So that's what most people, I would say, in general, with longer, curlier hair or just hair, longer hair, are worried about their hairstyle lasting throughout the day.
Is this a black thing you wouldn't understand? A lot of women talk about their hair, quote unquote, going back because of the summer. Is that the issue, Tania?
I wouldn't necessarily say an issue. I think, to piggyback on what Lynn said, the biggest issue is managing your expectations.
What do you mean by that?
So you can expect, if you are natural, you can expect your natural hair to perform like relaxed hair. So you have to understand, if it's going to be 200 degrees today, maybe I don't
200
maybe I don't need to wear bone straight. You know, maybe I need to try a pinup or a cute hair bow or something else that can accommodate the weather. So I think it's about managing the expectations of what you want your hair to do.
What kind of hair texture for black women is most likely to stay the way it's styled during the course of the summer?
Nothing. It's chemically straightened, it's not staying permanently.
Mm-hmm.
So you can get it done, and you might have hair that's heat trained. And
what is heat trained?
Heat trained is, okay, hair has memory, like teeth. Like if you don't wear your retainer, it'll revert back. So hair has memory also. So unless your hair has been getting pressed or straightened on a consistent basis, sometimes if you blink wrong, it'll revert back.
So it does go back.
It'll go back.
It does go back. Mm-hmm. Okay.
It goes back.
So how do you fix that? Keep in mind that you're talking to first of all, a guy who shaves his head. Okay. It's easy for me to do that. I don't see a whole lot of women choosing to shave their heads unless they're making a fashion statement or just brave.
Right.
So what do you suggest for those women whose who may be pin curling their hair at night. Are they still pin curling?
Definitely.
Okay, I didn't know whether that was one of those old school terms. Because my mother used to talk about pin curls.
They're the best.
Or rolling them up at night. How should they care for their hair at night with at least some hope, particularly professional women in offices and the like? How should they treat their hair at night?
Well, that's a great question, because this is what I talk to my clients about all of the time, because I'm not there with them every day. So I try to create a style for them that they can maintain on their own and talk them through it. So definitely I educate my clients about how to maintain their hair, how to care for it. I think that's the only right thing to do. And I'm a firm believer in pin curls if their hair is longer. And even the shorter hairstyles where you have at least maybe an inch to two on the crown, you can pin curl that hair to maintain your style and then wrap it with a satin bonnet or a silk scarf before you go to sleep, or lay on a satin pillowcase because that maintains the moisture in the hair. And if you're maintaining the moisture, the hair has a smaller opportunity to actually revert, because when the hair is very dry and it's it has no moisture, it's the minute you go outside, the moisture, your hair is looking for it. So if you infuse that moisture in the hair prior to styling your hair and maintaining the oils and the natural oils in the hair, it sort of has a chance to fight back at some of that humidity.
You know, that's the first time that I've ever heard a scientific explanation, because usually, and what do I know? But you can laugh because I don't know. But seriously, I did not know that that is why the hair reverts, because it is dry and looking for moisture. And with summer humidity, particularly here in the DC metro, there's a lot of it during the, so you're suggesting that if the hair has moisture, it won't absorb as much.
Right. And so the thing is that it's about training your hair, and it's not just I think I'm going to go to the hair salon and have my hair straightened today, and this is the first time I've straightened it in 6 months. That is not going to happen. The best thing to do is to create a regimen. You know, oil treatments, deep conditioners, mass treatments, protein treatments on a regular basis to infuse the hair with these moisture elements, so that at the time that you want to straighten your hair or wear a curly style, it'll maintain a lot longer than a hair that has been deprived of moisture and oils. You know, it's a process. It's training.
You were about to say something.
I want to say, notice she said moisture. A lot of people think moisture equates to let me grease my scalp. Moisture can be shampoo for moisture, with the conditioner for moisture, and your serum for moisture. Mm-hmm. So moisture is not always let me use coconut oil, olive oil, jojoba oil, almond oil. Moisture is just making sure your hair is not thirsty.
Right.
For when you step outside.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because thirst is real. We know. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We are talking about your hair. During the course of the really rough and tumble summer months, heat, humidity, how to make sure that your hair stays looking good during those summer months. If you have a question, if you have a comment, give us a call at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. As always, we will be taking these phone calls even after 7:30 on SiriusXM. So please call in, because these are the experts. I'm already learning something from these ladies. Who know, I may let my hair grow back again, and then again, maybe not. You mentioned something, Tania, that gave me pause. You were talking about olive oil, jojoba oil, coconut oil. Is there anything wrong with using those during the summer?
I wouldn't say wrong, but depending on your hair texture, a lot of those oils are just really thick. So what happens now, especially with the trend of natural hair, you hear one person randomly say, hey, I use olive oil on my hair. So now every person thinks, oh, olive oil works for me also. It's really heavy. So if you're not cutting it properly or using too much, it's not necessarily doing what you think. It's really just sitting on top of your hair, coating it. And so when your hair is coated, it's suffocating. Hmm. So suffocated hair often sheds. So a lot of people think, I'm doing this, I'm using moisture. The moisture is not being integrated, which comes from treatments, which comes from masks or different types of serums. It's not doing what you think it's doing. It's really almost like ice in a cake. It's sitting on top of it, and that's it. It's not penetrating anything. So it's not necessarily anything wrong with it, just as long as it's being used properly.
So you're suggesting that it's not so much the kind of oil, but perhaps the technique in applying it?
Yes. Like I always suggest, if you want to go that route, put it in your conditioner. Don't just put it straight on your hair. Like, that's a great way for people with natural as in not straight in the natural texture.
Mm-hmm.
That's a great way to do even an at-home conditioning mask. Put half conditioner, half oil if you want to, but just completely oil on top of your hair. Not only are you going to look sweaty and greasy all day, your hair is not as moisturized as you think it is.
Let me go to the phone lines. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Cynthia calling from D.C. Hey, Cynthia, what's on your mind?
Hi, how are you guys?
Just fine.
Hello.
Good. I want to talk about heat training. In February, I went to a all-natural style, and my heat training obviously had to grow out. So now I'm wearing all-natural, like a wash and go. I want to ask, and I agree with you about the oils, the coconut oils and everything. They're just too heavy for my hair. So I want to ask you, what products do you recommend for a natural curly style?
Let me, if you don't mind, kind of go back just a little bit about the oils for your hair.
Okay.
This is Lynn. And I have a variety of clients. I have natural hair clients, relaxed clients, as well as I'm a hair colorist for 25 years. The majority of my clients have, I would say 90% of my clients have hair color, natural and relaxed. So in terms of using oils, piggybacking on what you said about the oils, the way that you use them, first of all, I think that number one, there's two things that open up your cuticle, which is peroxide or heat.
Mm-hmm.
If you're just applying the oils onto your hair and not applying heat, it is just sitting on top. Mm-hmm. And if you apply that day after day after day, it is just sitting on top. It's coating your hair. It's clogging your pores. Clogging your pores is number one, causing problems with your scalp, which probably will make your hair fall out. Yep. Clogs your pores. It could cause other issues that you'll need to see a dermatologist for. But in terms of your hair, you need to apply a heat cap to, I do believe in the oil treatments, but it's as a treatment and not a daily use every day, day after day after day. So in terms of hair products for natural hair, the crazy thing about that is that most people have different textures throughout the entire head of their hair. It is not going to be the same in the crown of the hair, which I just learned from one of my dermatologists that many women suffer from certain conditions through the crown of their hair. So that curly texture for most of my clients, it's always different right there than it is around the edges, which could be hormonal and out, could be also some anemia where your curl pattern is different. So unfortunately, there's not one product that's going to work throughout your hair. That's why you need to resort to going to a proper natural hair care professional that will help you through that process. So that's kind of a difficult question to answer unless I could see you in person and analyze your hair, which would mean a consultation to, allow me to recommend. I wouldn't recommend something, there's a lot of products I could tell you. Cantu, yeah. Shea Moisture, Mixed Chicks, all these products. There's a ton of them. But for your hair type, that's a hard question.
Phone,
right. Yeah.
Well, Cynthia, and for all of our listeners, as a matter of fact, as always, we'll make sure that we'll be posting contact information for both of these ladies on WHUR.com after the program. Should be on our website around 8:30 or so. So you can look for contact information for them there. I need to take a break, but if you're on the phone, that includes Quadir and Tawana. We're going to be talking to you, so please do not hang up. You will be able to hear the program. If you have a question about summer hair, lines are still open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We will continue to take your phone calls even after 7:30. So if you're having difficulty getting through, keep trying. In the interim, stay with us. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. More of this conversation in just a few seconds. Stay with us.
The Howard University Radio Network is WHUR 96.3 FM, WHUR World 96.3 HD2, student-run WHBC HD3, GlassHouseRadio.com, Sirius XM Channel 142, HBCU and Sirius XM Channel 141, HUR Voices, Washington.
Welcome back to The Daily Drum on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Tonight we're talking about hair care. During the brutal summer heat and humidity, my guests are Tania Porter. She is a hairstylist, colorist, and beauty educator. Also, Lynn Wooden. She's a hairstylist with Bill Lawrence Hair Salon. Lines are open if you have a question or a comment at 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. If you're having difficulty getting through, please keep trying. I promise I will get to as many questions and comments as I possibly can. Tawana, calling from District Heights. Tawana, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
She kind of answered my question about the product.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a natural hair. Recently went natural, cutting all my hair off, and now it's getting some left. What would be some advice on specific types of way of styling if I wanted to do? I've been styling on my own. So I've been twisting on my own, watching some YouTube videos, trying to get some styles, but for the summertime, I'm not really sure. I'm new to the whole natural hair texture, and my hair I'm still adjusting. What would be your advice in terms of styling? And I heard you say you don't know, you don't have a specific answer to the question of product, because that was one of my questions. How do I know for the summertime?
Let's see what Tania has to say. Go ahead, Tania.
Well, first, Tawana, I need you to look in the mirror, look at your hair, and tell yourself how much you love your hair.
Mm-hmm.
I think that the biggest issue with natural hair nowadays is that everyone wants everyone else's texture. So it's more of, I want curly hair, not necessarily natural hair. So I think you should work on just falling in love with your hair texture and go see a professional. I know that's redundant, but go see a professional. They'll be able to shape it properly. If you get a proper cut, you can let it grow from there. They can help you ways to maintain it at home, tell you what products you can use. I guarantee, just go see a professional and fall in love with your texture, and it won't be as difficult. YouTube is not so bad as a resource, but take it with a grain of salt. A lot of times it's people telling you what they do. That's it. Not necessarily what they do for other people, but what they do to their hair and what works for them. And hair is so different for everybody.
Okay, Tawana, thank you so much.
I'm washing daily when you're natural. Because, like, I seem to feel like I have to wash it more.
Repeat that, I'm sorry.
She said about washing daily. She feels now that it's in a natural style, she feels that she needs to wash it more daily.
Why do you feel that way? Does it feel heavy? Does it feel heavy? Is that why you feel like you need to wash it more?
No, I just don't want the product to build up that I'm using. So I use the Shea Moisture product.
Right.
And I use the smoothie. So when I twist my hair, mm-hmm. after a certain amount of time, I just feel like I should, now that I'm natural, I need to wash it. Like, it needs to be washed more frequently than it when I was relaxed.
Well, let's see what they have to say. Go right ahead.
Well, how do you mean? You think you need to wash every 2 to 3 days? Is that what you're thinking?
Yeah, like before, no. I wouldn't wash my hair for, you know, when I was relaxed and styled, I wouldn't have to wash my hair so often. I would wash it maybe once a month. But now that I'm natural, I feel like I should wash it more, because it's not like when you relax your hair when you're putting product on it.
No, okay. So let's first think about this in terms of just hair and health and scalp care. And I don't think you in natural hair and health, you want to maintain those natural oils in your hair. There's nothing wrong with the excretion of your natural oils. The products, maybe you need to reduce the amount that you're using, but I don't think you need to wash your hair more than once a week, once every 2 weeks. I don't think you need to feel like you need to wash it every 2 or 3 days.
And also, if you want to, I guess, reactivate your products, get a spray bottle with a light mist. Mm-hmm. You don't always have to put product on product on product. Sometimes you just need water, wet it at night, dampen it, retwist it, and it can be like new. But you do not have to wash it every 2 to 3 days. That's a high water bill, and you can run out of all your product.
And I use Shea Moisture, or I use Cantu or Paul Mitchell Foaming Pomade on my hair. It's very short. I texturize my hair, but I wear it in a natural style. So basically, I don't shampoo it every day. I actually rinse a lot. When I go to the gym, I'll rinse it out, apply some product, then I kind of feel like I've refreshed it. But shampooing, you do need at least once a week because you need to cleanse your scalp. You don't want to build up, you'll clog your pores and then cause some other problems.
Tawana, good luck to you. Thank you so much. Let me go to Kadir. Kadir calling from D.C. What's on your mind?
How y'all doing today?
Doing just fine.
Good, how are you?
Good.
Good.
I'm enjoying the show thus far. I wish I had some hair on my head where so I could pass on some of the tips. But unfortunately, I can only grow hair in the shape of a beard.
Let me say this. No hair on your head is sexy. Bald is in. It's been in. So, you know, love the skin you're in, but go right ahead.
Yes, and my husband's bald and he's sexy too.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
So go ahead.
So I wanted to know if you guys had any tips on growing not only a decent looking beard, but also a healthy beard.
Yes.
Yes. Definitely.
My first part is, make sure you're not in denial. So a lot of men that want to grow beards, right, just make sure you're capable of growing the beard that you want. A lot of men are getting hair color. They're getting all sorts of sorcery to make their beard appear.
Sorcery?
To make their beard appear fuller,
bibbidi,
darker.
Bibbidi-bobbidi-boo.
Right? So just make sure you're
Beijing.
Just make sure you're capable of growing the beard that you want. But also the same with men. Keep it moisturized and trimmed. Mm-hmm. Keep it manicured. Like, I know even when you're bald, you may cut your own hair, but go get your beard groomed. Like, there's professionals. There are groomers for a reason. Trust me. Keep it moisturized.
Moisturized how?
Natural oils.
Yep.
Yeah. They actually have beard oils that are great.
What's in them?
Just nourishing oils that help to see the hair in the beard is a little different. I'm sure that most men notice that it's a little more coarse. It's a little coarser texture. And that's for every nationality. That's not just for black men. That's for all nationalities. That hair on the face is a little different.
Because the hair on the face is different from the skin on the head.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But it's different. So it needs moisture. It needs to be groomed. It needs to be brushed and combed. Also, the skin needs to be cleansed. So I use a product named Kevin Murphy, by the name of Kevin Murphy. They actually have a product line within their product line for men. There's a balancing wash that helps to cleanse the beard all the way down to the skin, because most men have a difficult time getting down to the skin underneath their beard. So you've got to really cleanse the skin and the hair and then nourish it with oils on a daily basis. They have an oil called Young Again that's meant for beards. And there's a gentleman that works at our salon and he's been using it, and my son uses it on his beard, and the hair has been softening, looking, you know, naturally oily. It's a grooming. It's a grooming technique.
Okay. Kadir, thank you so much for your phone call. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Cornelius calling from Maryland. What's on your mind?
I think you guys are, you know, giving a lot of great advice. And I personally don't like to look like, you know, everybody else. I know we have a lot of, you know, people who, you know, everybody likes to wear similar styles, and I like to. But I'm 52 years old with a lot of gray hair, and but I like my natural hair. One of the things that one of the young ladies said earlier was, which I think is great advice, is how much do you love your hair? And I love my hair. This is what God gave me. This is what my mom and my daddy gave me. And it's not bald. It's not... I've worn it bald. I've you know, it's not wavy. It's not curly. It's kind of, it's its own thing, but I want to keep it up. And I want to, as I'm getting older, I noticed that It does change a bit.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to keep it, you know, the moisturized thing, and I want to keep it natural. In my mind, natural means, you know, like I just said, you know, as it is. I like the texture of it.
So, Cornelius, like, let me ask you, what is your question to our expert?
Okay. Thank you for bringing me back in.
Yeah, I know you want to look good, brother, but what's your question?
All right, so how do I do all of that? How do I know I need to probably see a specialist, but what's the best way for me to naturally maintain what I already have?
Would you like me?
Naturally maintain the color, naturally maintain the cut.
What do you want to maintain?
You're just trying to maintain the health?
Color. The color and the texture.
Oh.
Okay.
Well, maybe for the color, don't get old, I would imagine.
For the color, I'm going to give you a little small trick. There's a shampoo called Shimmering Lights by Clairol. It's literally sold everywhere. Your grandma probably used it. Put a drop of it in your regular shampoo, and it'll make sure your gray stays gray and silver. A lot of times gray tends to get a yellow cast on it, whether it's from products oxidizing or just the environment. So get you a bottle of Shimmering Lights by Clairol. Use a drop of it, mix with your regular shampoo every time you shampoo, and moisture. Gray hair is the most resistant hair, period. Yes. So the same. Keep it moisturized. Get some Shimmering Lights with shampoo and keep flourishing.
Okay.
Well, yes.
Thank you.
And I'll piggyback on that too. Gray hair has lost its pigment, so that's the reason why it feels very dry and brittle and kind of wiry. So when you're thinking about dry and brittle and wiry, that means you need to infuse it with more oils. And I also want to say thank you so much for calling in, because men have become much more what they call metrosexual. And I love the fact that you're interested in keeping your hair or maintaining it in a healthy state, and your beard and your hair and your gray hair. And it's great that you're asking that, because, see, women know to go to the salon and we've got stylists. But I think especially for black men, it's a little awkward because they're trying to figure out what to do, who to go to. Usually you used to go into the barbershop and they cut your hair and you're gone. Not all barbers have been trained to talk to you about that, but more and more are. But if you would like to get an analysis on your hair, how to maintain it, go see if you feel more comfortable. Go to a hair salon, and you can have a consultation also about the texture of your hair, how to maintain the quality, and maybe enhance the curl pattern and get it shaped up regularly, what kind of oil treatments to use. You can use the same thing women use on your hair in terms of treatments, just maybe not something that's so sweet smelling, but that definitely a regular haircut, get it groomed regularly, condition it, use the right products, and also the Shimmer Light shampoo to maintain the beautiful gray texture, gray color.
Cornelius, good luck, and thank you so much for calling. To his point, for men that are used to going to barbers, how can they find perhaps a stylist, male or female, but a stylist who knows what they're talking about? Because a lot of guys are just, you know, some guys go to the barber that their fathers went to, and that's fine. But as you were, just suggesting, that may not be the best thing for people like Cornelius, who want to kind of step up their game. And this is, you know, no shade for the barbers, but just a different process. How do you find one?
I would say change your mentality from looking for a barber to looking for a groomer.
But how do you find a groomer?
I would platforms like this, just asking for recommendations or asking people. You'll be surprised as to how many men, that's their preferred service environment now. Now, you have to be prepared to pay a little more, but it's worth it. So you get the treatments, you get the steams, you get the customer service you want, you get the education, because they know there's a high expectation.
Okay. I need to take a break. When we come back, I want to ask you some more questions about taking care of your hair during the summer months. I also got a message from a friend of mine who asked a really interesting question. And so I hope that you ladies will be able to handle that as well. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Summer Hair, you should care. We'll be back in just a bit. Welcome back to The Daily Drum on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. We are continuing our conversation about summer hair care, surviving the heat and humidity of the summer months. Lines are still open if you have a question or comment at 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Okay. So a friend of mine just sent me a message and she's asking, she says, please ask about the effects of rosemary or sage, also apple cider vinegar and growth. At first, I thought she was talking about a salad because I just wasn't, I just didn't, rosemary and sage and, but, so what is the rosemary and, first of all, rosemary and sage, what impact, how is that applied? Tell me about that because I'm not sure what she's talking about here.
Typically, the benefit for any essential oils, as far as growth, anything that stimulates the scalp. So rosemary and sage both have some component of vitamin E mixed in. Vitamin E repairs skin cells. So that's what helps promote growth if you don't have damaged follicles.
So let me stop you right there. So we're not talking about fresh rosemary or sage leaves. We're talking about rosemary and sage oil.
You know what? I assumed she may very well be talking about the actual plant, but I just assumed she was talking about the oil.
Well, yeah, and as experts, I'm sure you've heard of this, and that's why I was asking. So from your perspective, Lynn, is this an oil or are these the plants?
Well, actually, I've heard that people can, you know, get those products in different forms. You can get it as an oil, or if you really want to be natural, you can boil those products, you know, the rosemary, the sage, and it extracts those oils. That's how they extract it anyway. And you can make a lot of these things at home. They're Ayurvedic treatments for your body.
Ayurvedic,
your
there's a word I haven't
well,
heard.
Well, it's basically natural. Yeah. Anything okay. that's natural. And I believe in mixing Western medicine with, you know, the Ayurvedic or the naturopathic treatments. And if you think about it, before all the doctors came around, back in the Egyptian days and in Africa, South Africa, and some of these countries, where they don't even have all of the medical treatments that we have for alopecia or dry scalp, they had to figure out how to use the environment for themselves. So these are all natural products. That's why anything that's natural is great. It doesn't mean you have to, I don't mean to bash Whole Foods, but it doesn't mean you have to go to these natural stores to get those products. You can get your natural leaves, create your own, you know, oil treatments. And yes, they stimulate your scalp. They might exfoliate the scalp and stimulate the blood circulation because blood circulation creates hair growth. You wow, need blood okay. circulation in order to grow your hair.
Now, she also mentioned apple cider vinegar and its relationship to growth.
See, I was about to say, I think mm-hmm. the real question that's always hidden with these is everybody wants some magic potion that's going to make their hair grow faster.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's not happening.
Right.
So, apple cider vinegar is not as crazy as it sounds because taking it,
so
using it for hair,
really,
it can be used. The point of it is to remove fungus. So a lot of people use it for scalp treatments because it's supposed to be antifungal.
Okay,
but because it's so strong, it's not something that you should use on a regular basis. So people use it as which you should be using a clarifying shampoo for, as in to strip the hair. They've substituted it for apple cider vinegar, and that's entirely too strong. If you ingest too much apple cider vinegar, it can damage your insides.
That's true. Yeah.
So
now also to piggyback on that, for apple cider vinegar, apple cider vinegar also balances your pH level in your hair. So your entire body, you can either be too acidic, and if you use the apple cider vinegar, that balances your hair. It kind of brings it back to a normal level. So I've seen, you know, information on Google that, you know, lets people know you can use, you can rinse your hair with apple cider vinegar to balance the pH so it's not too acidic, or it just kind of balances it so it, you know, the hair is kind of back to a normal state so that you can begin processing with treatments and shampoos and conditioners.
But it's not going to magically.
Oh, it's no
make
magic.
Your hair grow.
Yeah. There's no magic.
So I think
to
that that's
really.
What the, at the end of the day, it's what your hair can do, genetics, and that's about it.
And visiting a professional to make sure that that's really right for you. And you know, just not to get too deep, but people are looking for a magic treatment, you know, to make your hair grow. But there are a lot of medical reasons why your hair might not grow. It could be stress. It could be anemia. It could be alopecia. It could be high blood pressure medication. It could be menopause. There's so many reasons why your hair might not be growing or breaking off. And if you're just trying to mask it with all of these natural things you read about rather than visiting a professional, you're never really, you know, solving the problem. So visiting a professional, going to a doctor, having your blood work done to really see what's going on before you just start pulling things off the shelf and thinking that that's going to be the magic treatment or the magic potion.
Let's talk to Walt. Walt calling from Colorado. Hey, Walt, what's on your mind?
Hi, good morning. Hi.
Walt, take us off of speakerphone, please, because we can't hear you.
I'm sorry.
That's all right.
Hi, Tania.
Hi, Uncle Walt.
I just have a question. I'm in the infancy stages of growing a beard. Myself, the climate's a little different here in Colorado. Altitude, things like that. Is there anything that, that I could consider because it's all gray? And you talk about texture. Gray hair tends to be a little tougher than normal texture. Can you give me some advice on how I could treat that?
Okay, first, I would make sure you're taking time to actually massage it, massage your face, massage into your beard, making sure you're shampooing it enough using the, what am I trying to say, exfoliating brushes. That's something that's good to use to make sure you're getting down to your actual skin. But gray hair is going to be wiry. It's going to be a completely different texture. Try to find a line of grooming products that agrees with your skin and agrees with your hair, because not everyone can work for everybody. A really, really, really good one is by, what is his name? Kevin.
Kevin Murphy?
Yes. Kevin Murphy has a great men's grooming line. It hasn't failed anyone yet. I would check into that and just make sure you're consistent with using the product and giving it a time to work.
Okay, great. Well, that's good, because one of the things I struggle with is, you know, talking about keeping it tapered, right? Gray hairs tends to be a little wild. So Kevin, can give me that last name again?
It's called
please?
Kevin Murphy.
Kevin Murphy.
Yes, Kevin Murphy. And
I
they have a, yeah, they have their men's grooming line the within their product line. It's great. We use it, and men come in the salon and buy it all the time.
Okay. Walt, thank you so much for your phone call. Here's a question that this has less to do with hair care, but it has more to do with the business. Why are prices not listed in salons, most salons, some salons, on the wall? And maybe, well, now Lynn's looking at me like, well, ours are listed. Well, or maybe they're not. I don't know. Are they?
Well, mine are listed, but I do have a certain price and then plus sign just because.
Oh, that's
never
scary.
Really know. Yes. Well, you never
know. It's like buying a car
it's
from a used car salesman.
Well, you know, if you have a custom request, it might be a custom order, which would be a custom price.
I see.
Okay. All goes with that. But I'm listed. Mine is listed on my website. It's in the salon. If you ever ask, it's on my the way I check out. So nothing's hidden. But the salons that don't list their prices, I can't really speak for them, but not unless it's a case by case situation. But I don't know. I believe that there should be a standard price for services. You know,
I think it depends.
I think it depends. That's the plus sign.
Standard prices for certain services. Yes. But like for me, I recently just changed. Most of my color prices aren't listed.
Why is that?
Because someone may come in with a Caesar requesting a color.
A Caesar?
A Caesar. A female. I do a lot of hair color. So someone may come
What's in with a Caesar? I don't know what a Caesar is.
A number one. A barber cut.
Okay.
Right. So if a woman comes in with that haircut and she wants to be platinum blonde, it's right. totally different than a woman that comes in with a bob and wants to be platinum blonde.
Oh, so you,
it's the
so
amount
you,
of time.
Oh, so there, she may have short hair or long she may have hair, long medium. Hair or very long hair.
Like, there's so much that goes into it. So it's hard to put a blanket price mm-hmm. over what you would have to do, which is why you also do a consultation before everything. But that's right. why the prices aren't. Now, for me, when you book the appointment, you see the price and you're made aware. So it's right. not like you blindly right. go into a hair appointment.
Mm-hmm. So here's a question I've been often wondering about. A lot of times there may be a surcharge if the person is late. Do you guys do that kind of thing?
Well, I have a 15-minute grace period, mm-hmm. and if they are late beyond that time, I usually give my client. Well, no. It really depends on their service. I mean,
like
I do
United Airlines.
I mean, I do a lot of color, and I do a lot of extensions, and I'm not going to run my other clients behind because a person is 30 minutes late. However, I'm very conscientious about, I have clients that come from New York, mm-hmm. from Philadelphia, from Baltimore, from Essex County. I have clients that come from all over. Mm-hmm. If they're coming that far away and they've really had a problem with traffic, and I know that it's just an honest mistake, I am definitely going to work them in.
Now, what if you're late?
What if I'm late?
Yeah.
Well, I'm late.
She's like, what do you mean?
I'm sorry.
Then you just have to wait.
No, my clients know I'm not doing anything but working. I mean, it's not like I'm sitting down having lunch.
Sure.
For me, it's just communication.
Uh-huh.
That's it. If you're late, let me know you're late. If I'm late, I'll let you know I'm late.
If you're late, don't wait.
Don't wait.
Tendia Porter and Lynn Wooden, thank you both for talking to
you're
us.
Welcome. You're welcome.
You guys are just both such a joy.
This was great.
Yeah,
thank you for having
us. Thank you so
much.
And as I said, information to contact these ladies will be on WHUR.com this evening. That is The Daily Drum on Sirius XM Channel 141. For this Friday, June 22nd, for News Director Renee Nash, reporters Taylor Thomas, Troy Johnson, Millette Green, Bramante Bryant, producer Candace Atkins, and engineer Bobby Adams, I'm Harold Fisher. You can tweet us using the hashtag WHURFM. Now stay tuned for The Connection with Lorna Newton. Good night, and have a wonderful week.